Welcome to Sloppy Slop from the makers of the Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where four Fruit Loop Dinguses talk Big Brother Season 23 with a Harry Potter twist. I'm Michelle.
I'm Danny.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Jose.
So if you haven't listened to the Sloppy Sorting Hat, number one, you should go do that. And number two, here's a quick intro for each of us. I'm Danny. I'm a Hufflepuff. And I'm kind of a Big Brother semi-super fan. I've been watching since season 8.
I'm Michelle. I'm also a Hufflepuff. I've been watching Big Brother since season 16. And so I'm not as big a fan as Danny, but I've gone back and watched like half of the old seasons.
I'm Amanda. I'm a Gryffindor. And this is my first season watching Big Brother. I have no idea what it's about, but the first episode was pretty fun. So I'm excited for the rest of it.
I'm Jose, longtime friend of the show. And also very new to Big Brother. I've never watched the Big Brother season. This is my first one, first episode last night, and I'm excited to talk about it.
And also a Harry Potter expert.
A Harry Potter expert for sure, as exhibited in the Arrested Development Sloppy Sorting Hat episode. And I'm a Hufflepuff, proud to say.
Woo! We have a good mix of people who've been watching for a while and people who have never seen. We should give some good perspectives.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We planned it exactly that way. But first, and I'm actually really excited to be saying this. This is a tradition I know from a Sloppy Sorting Hat. We need to get sloppy.
Woo!
But first, awesome Zuck.
And I will do the honors of going first. I'll kick us off. I'm drinking a very strange beer I've never had before, randomly in my fridge. It's called Zombie Dust.
Oh, I've had that.
It's Undead Pale Ale, which is really just like a really hoppy pale ale. But it's pretty good. I'm into it. It has some really weird art. I wish I could show it. It's like a really creepy zombie skeleton thing. And I'm into it. It's cool.
Nice.
Michelle, what are you drinking?
I am drinking the BrewDog Juice Shack, which is a tropical milkshake IPA. Milkshake IPAs sound disgusting, but are always delicious. And this one is no exception. So... Yeah, I drink a lot of BrewDog for some reason, and this one is pretty good.
And that's a new one for you.
Yeah, I saw it at Kroger, and I was looking for something that wasn't BrewDog, and then this jumped out at me, and I bought it. So, really predictable.
It sounds really delicious. Good.
It's very.
Is it a milkshake IPA or just a milkshake beer?
It's a milkshake IPA.
Yeah, I've seen those too. I almost grabbed one today, but I didn't. So
because it sounds disgusting, right? But it always tastes good.
Oh no, I've had one before. It was like an orange flavored milkshake IPA, and it was delicious. And I had it like on draft, so I always look for them. It was just like 15 bucks, and I didn't feel like paying 15 bucks for four beers.
I like milkshakes and I like beer, so I feel like I would like it together.
Yeah, for sure.
I think
you go to McDonald's and you get a vanilla milkshake. That's the next step, right?
Like, yeah.
We do that over the weekend.
That's a concerning step, maybe, but probably.
No, I'm gonna try it.
I feel like it might be good. Yeah, it might be good. You never know.
It's okay. Like a beer float. It's fine.
I'll report back.
Yeah, report back on that.
Danny, what are you drinking?
I am drinking the Mad Tree Summer Camp Haze.
Ooh.
It's 7% and it's from Cincinnati, Ohio, which we've all decided is the butt of Ohio, which is a joke I continue to make, even though I have a lot of friends down there.
We decided that without you, Jose. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I can pretend I was in on it to begin with.
Anyway, it tastes like beer, but I like the name Summer Camp Haze because, you know, Big Brother's kind of like summer camp.
Because there's so much fucking, right?
Oh, yeah. Lots of crazy stuff. Amanda, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking wine. It's red. It's good. It came from the box on my dining room table.
What kind of wine is it?
Oh, it's a Pinot Noir. It's my go-to wine nowadays, although now that it's summer, I'm more into like whiter wines, but this one's good. We needed to finish the box because we have a new box that we want to open, so...
Can't have two boxes of wine open at one time.
No, that's not classy. Not classy.
Yeah.
All right. Now it's time for the Potion of Veto ceremony. also known as the POV ceremony.
I don't expect many of you to appreciate the subtle science and exact art that is potion.
During this segment, one of us will win the coveted Potion of Veto. The winner can then veto any head of house nomination later in the podcast. To determine the winner, we will have a little contest based on our drink choices for tonight. Let's see what the contest is for tonight. Michelle.
All right, I'm going to randomize our list. And the person with the highest proof drink is going to win the POV.
It's going to be me.
So, yeah, what's yours, Amanda?
13%.
Woo! Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that like 13% in the box?
No, it's 13% per glass of wine.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Yeah, I have 4.7, so you blew me out of the water.
We have, what do I have? 6.5.
That's easy. Yeah. Seven. I was close.
Yeah, you're close. All right, Amanda, you win the POV.
Woo! Amanda got the first win of the season. Good
apparently,
for you, girl.
Apparently, it's super coveted.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what coveted means. You just put it in the script.
Like, I just assume that means, like, it's, like, super special.
It means that everybody wants it.
So it's special. Everybody does want it. I do want it. I actually had plans for my POV tonight if I got it.
I do not have plans for
neither
it.
Neither did I. I had no plans.
Yeah, I just wanted it, but no plans.
I like winning.
All right. Let's get into the head of house nomination sorting ceremony.
This is a nomination ceremony. It is my responsibility as the head of house to
place the sorting hat on your head and you will be sorted into your houses.
Each of us has been assigned a Hogwarts house for the week and will sort one Big Brother 23 house guests into that house. I'll go first. So I, for the Gryffindor of the week, I decided to put Brent Champagne into this house. He's a flight attendant, so he loves to travel, which brings out the adventurous side of him. And I think it's very brave of him to be in a plane all the time because that's nerve-wracking as hell. And overall, he just seems a bit reckless with how he does all those flips and stuff all the time. So that's why I think he is the Gryffindor of the week.
This is how little we know about these people so far. You're sorting this man based on the fact that he's on a plane a lot.
Well, and that he likes to travel.
I do agree with the, wasn't he all like, I can't just go into the house doing one-handed cartwheels all the time. People will think I'm a threat.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, I can't do a one-handed cartwheel, so I would find that threatening.
I do agree with him for Gryffindor because as soon as he showed up on my screen, I was like, well, I'm going to love to hate this guy. So, and I love to hate most Gryffindors, so that makes sense.
Aw, do you love to hate me?
Yeah, 100%.
I love to hate you too. Jose, do you want to talk about Brett Champagne?
Brett Champagne? I don't care. Recall who the cartwheel guy. No, I mean, I agree with you. I thought it was weird when he was doing those flips.
And reckless, right? He could hurt himself.
I thought it was reckless and a weird thing to just kind of highlight. And I mean, I thought, does that make you a threat in this game? I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. And maybe it does. It's very important.
I'm thinking it's very strange if it does make you a threat, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for that, if that's the case.
Oh, I did like that he was all like, I'm going to say these things, but I'm going to smile when I say it, so it'll be a little bit nicer. I don't think that's Gryffindor, but I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. He's
charming. Every single one of these people had a thing where they were like, I think that's going to be a threat. Like, that girl was like, who, like, sews. She was like, I sew a lot, and that's going to be a threat. And I'm like, it's not very threatening.
I really liked her, though.
Most of these people were not threatening at all.
Right.
Not Frenchie was pretty threatening because of his ways with the farm animals.
Right, and he's super intelligent.
And he won 3 comps in one night. Just 2. That was reckless. Well, I mean, you're right. He didn't actually win the 3rd one, but he would have.
Why is that reckless? Oh, wait, I guess we'll figure that
to
out.
To show that he's a comp beast.
Oh, so he's going to be, so now he's going to be targeted, right?
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I get this. Oh, I get it, guys. I already am.
Amanda, you're picking up so fast.
Yeah, you're both picking it up fast. It's not that hard to pick up.
You know, you ruined that compliment.
That's how I do. All right. Next up is the Slytherin of the Week. And the I am naming the Slytherin of the Week is Xavier. And the reason for that is because he is actually a lawyer, but came up with a brilliant scheme to pretend to be a bartender so people didn't know how smart and threatening he is. And also, I mean, this isn't a reason to put him into Slytherin, but he's very attractive, and I just wanted to say that. And I think I'm just going to call him Sexy Lawyer for the rest of the season.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I actually, so I agree with Slytherin because for him, because he's very attractive, and so is Draco Malfoy, and Draco's in Slytherin.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Amanda's in love with Tom.
Great.
I am. I really do like Tom.
He looks like a goddamn ferret, Amanda. Like, they're not even on the same, they're nowhere near the same level.
Ferrets are cute.
Oh God.
I didn't say they're on the same level. They're attractive in different ways. You can, that I do, can happen.
I mean, yeah.
So Slytherin is the babe house?
No, Hufflepuff is. I'm just also commenting on how attractive he is. I think he's going to use his looks to be like cunning and wily, though. So it's going to turn around like a Slytherin thing.
I agree with that totally.
He's going to trick ladies into falling in love with him, and then he's going to evict them.
That's sad.
Oh my God, I hope so. That would be great.
I know, it'd be amazing, right?
Yeah, it's a great, great plan, actually.
Oh my God,
no, that never happens.
He's gonna do it.
You think so?
We're gonna love it, and he's gonna do it shirtless.
Well, you know what? He did say that he's saving himself for a Zingbot, and so you're right. Yeah.
That was a good joke. That was
a good joke.
He's charming too. He's already charming these ladies.
I totally agree. He is a bit charming with that. I really enjoyed that joke.
Yeah.
Mm, okay, I agree.
What's a Zingbot?
We haven't seen it, but it's apparently some person robot thing that zings people.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. It'll. The jokes are really corny, but you know.
Oh right. It's okay. Yeah, I remember. I remember.
Like he might say like, Xavier, I know you're waiting for me, but I'm not waiting for you. Zing.
I hope that Zingbot does better than that this season. I pray.
I kind of like that, actually. That's good.
All right. I am up next with Ravenclaw. And as we all know, there's a couple of smarty pants in this season. At least they all think they are. And I think I'm going to go with Doogie Howser, also known as Hannah, for this week for Ravenclaw. Mm-hmm. I was pleasantly surprised when she called herself Doogie Howser, and then she, you know, said that she's like discussed her education. She graduated high school at 16, bachelor's degree in bio-sci at 19. And so like we can see the intelligence is there. But she's also a professional hip-hop dancer in Chicago, and dancing is creative. Ravenclaws are creative. So she gets to be the Ravenclaw of the week for me, and we'll see how the rest of the summer goes. But also, I just want to give a Ravenclaw honorable mention to Azza for choosing to go with the no penis rule this summer. I had a really hard time. I had to give her a shout out for that.
Yeah, she was my Ravenclaw of the week for that. Definitely a smart strategy in the Big Brother house. Avoid penis.
I was wondering how effective that strategy would be.
Showmances can really just sink a woman's game.
They can also get you really a man's far.
Game. I think it's really better for men though, because the men look like they look better in that situation. The woman looks like she's riding coattails, even if that's not what's going on.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But so, the girls sometimes do make it further because the guy is more of a threat physically, so they get kicked out.
It's true.
Interesting. Okay.
But anyway, Hannah is getting Ravenclaw of the Week because she is smart.
I think it's very clever of her, too, that she's saying that she's just into fashion and not, you know, giving away her smartness. And she's just very well-rounded.
Yeah, and biological sciences is a tough degree, so I would know because I have one.
All right.
That's why I gave it to her. Not that I'm a Ravenclaw or anything, but you know what I mean.
No, I think you're Slytherin.
Fucking bragger?
As I cackle.
I agree that she's well-rounded, though. She's got a lot going on. like kind of a complete package. So I'm interested in see how she. Yeah, Hannah, I'm interested. Did you think I was talking about you?
A little bit. I love that she like called her that she's nicknamed Doogie House, and I was like, "Girl, you know that he was like a child." And then she's like, "I graduated high school at 16." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, she's only 21.
Yeah,
she seems older than that.
Yeah, she does.
You think she's lying as a scheme? Could be Slytherin.
About her background,
about her age to CBS. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
she's actually 40. Yeah,
that's next level scheme. All right. So for Hufflepuff of the week, I had a hard time with this one, and I might get beat. Honestly, I'm having like less and less confidence about this, but I went with Frenchie.
Oh, okay.
And I just thought, like, he's like a farmer, right? And so obviously values like really hard work. I know that because I worked on a farm for like 3 months in college, and it was incredibly hard, and I was terrible at it too. So I respect that because he's holding it down, and that was really bad.
Oh, that was really funny. I was expecting you to say like when you were younger.
No, just at this point. No, but I was really super bad at it. So bad, I got like demoted like 3 times in 1 summer. And so, yeah, I respect Frenchie for that a lot. And he seems like a genuine guy, like a patient guy. Like, he's pretty laid back and chill. And I don't know. He seemed like a nice guy. But I'm not sure if that's, like, part of his scheme. Because he did say he was, like, a big strategist and a super fan and, like, had, like, notebooks on, like, all the seasons and stuff. And so I don't know if the Hufflepuff thing is actually, you know, a strategy. So...
No, I think it's a good sorting because I think I agree with you. I'm really excited to see how Frenchie turns out because they do like to kind of cast some like kind of more hillbilly archetype a lot, but they're rarely ever like a super fan or somebody who describes himself as super intelligent. But no, I agree. Like, he's definitely a hard worker and he's probably going to be somebody who works really hard for his alliance. He already seems like that from the way he turned down the big risk for them. So I think the more obvious choice is Derek F, right? Derek Frazier, because he's like the jokey, friendly guy. But yeah. I think this is a good, like, kind of sneaky Hufflepuff pick.
Sneaky Hufflepuff pick. That's what I was going for. I did think Derek F too for a minute, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm curious about Frenchie to see how he does.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he seems very intimidating, honestly.
Frenchie?
I mean, he won both, three of those competitions? Is that comp?
He won two, and then he would have won that dice thing.
Right,
which, it wasn't really smart of him to not throw that. After he said he wasn't going to do it, he should have thrown it, right?
Oh my god, so? Yes.
Yeah,
100%.
Because now it looks like he could have got those people 2 weeks of safety, and he blew it. So, and also, now everybody knows he's like the comp guy to look out for. Exactly. So not the 100% best strategy. I thought he was throwing it. He might have actually accidentally won, honestly, because it looked like he was throwing it for most of the.
Yeah.
I would have just thrown it really far away. I've been like, Julie, no. I'm not doing this shit.
Yeah, that was messed up.
I don't want to know.
That would have been iconic if he was like, Julie, come on. You can't make me do this shit and just throw it.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It's a messed up request for sure on her part.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, it's because, you know, they need to fill the time because he decided not to do it.
Right.
I think they thought he was going to take the deal. I don't know why anybody would take that deal, though.
It's a bad deal. Yeah.
He made the right choice, even if he did actually get it correctly or won or whatever.
Yeah.
He did.
I do want to note that Frenchie... was wearing all that camo, but he wasn't blending in very well. Like, I could see him the whole time.
It's very true.
I hope he continues to wear camo so I can spot him in the house.
You spot him. That's a great point, Danny. And I think if I ever get on Big Brother, I'm going to wear Big Brother house camo with just like weird colors and shapes and shit. And hopefully I'll blend in with whatever decor they choose for the season.
Yeah, he's like super sticking out. Everybody's going to see him.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
All right, Amanda, do you want to veto any of our sorting nominations?
Does that mean do I want to like get rid of it? What is the veto?
And then you can replace it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
So I'm actually going to veto the Hufflepuff of the week.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Jose. I really did like your reasoning, but I honestly, can I say who I think should be the Hufflepuff?
Oh,
of
definitely.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. Yeah, you have, okay. to name a replacement nominee.
Yeah. I think it should be Sarah. Mm.
Oh.
I thought that she was really cute and just likes to knit, and she seems very loyal. And I felt really bad that she was the last picked in that stupid thing that they did where they were like picking teams. I hated that. I thought it was super awkward. But
she was actually second to last.
But it was
that curly haired guy was last. But Trump, I mean, yeah, she
but it was at a default because they needed two. Yeah, they needed two females and two males on each team. So I thought Sarah was so cute and so innocent, and she just reminded me of somebody who really likes cookies. So
she doesn't know how to bake, so she's definitely not a Ravenclaw.
Okay, but she knows how to knit.
Oh, I know. And I was saying she's not a Ravenclaw.
Right, but she knows. Well,
I'm devastated by this choice, and you're now my target next week when I win POV. Just so you know.
Got it.
And I'm devastated. That was my worst nightmare, getting vetoed on the first
day. I'm sorry, Jose. Honestly, everyone else picked the people that I picked except for you.
I knew it. I knew it was a weird out of the box pick. So
No, it was fine. It was a good pick.
No, what? Fuck you. Fuck you. We're forming an alliance against you. We're gonna target you next week.
I don't want the POV or the head of household or whatever the hell I got. Listen, I picked the most bland drink. Okay. I didn't even want it. I got it. I thought for sure Danny would be drinking vodka or something.
Nah, I'm with the beer.
Just straight up vodka.
Jose,
just in case it's highest proof.
So I'm going to do that next week.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Jose, I really did like your pick, though, but I had to go with that one because it was the only one that I didn't put
totally down. Do not worry. We'll get back to this episode.
I can tell he's shattered right now. His entire ego is
shattered. Oh, Jose, don't be shattered. It's okay.
It'll take me a while to pick with the pieces, but by next week's episode, I shall be back emotionally from this.
I did actually. I don't know which one I like better. I like the Frenchie argument, but Amanda gets to veto. So
she does. Well. That's how it works. Those are the rules.
Those are the rules.
They've been long established for the last 30 minutes. All right, our next segment is called "Who's Your Keeper?"
Keepers need to be quick, agile. I like my chances.
This is where we pick somebody that we think is going to go far, or maybe we just like, or whatever our definition is, but basically somebody that we would like to keep around for whatever reason. And I will go first. So my keeper this week is Kyland. And I picked Kyland to be my keeper because in his intro video where he was like, you know, introducing himself or whatever, he seemed like he was really high. And his eyes were like super red. And I just think he's going to be like really chill and cool and calm and collected in the house, and probably everyone's going to like him, and he's not going to panic under pressure, and I think he's going to go really far and do well. So he's my keeper.
Aw, I like him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Danny, who's your keeper this week?
My keeper this week is Sarah.
Aw, yay!
She's a forensic scientist, which is awesome, and I'm really hoping she brought some of those cosplay costumes into the house because that would make for some fun feeds.
Oh god.
I hope so too.
I love it. I love the costumes. Oh, I also really enjoy making my own costumes on Halloween. So I kind of
you relate.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, Amanda, who's your keeper?
So my keeper of the week is gonna be Derek F. I really like him. I love that he's so confident in himself, and I wish I had more of that, so I envy him. And he seems like he's going to have really good connections with the people in the house with his social skills, but then he also seems like he could use that strategy-wise. So I kind of actually just want to have some drinks with him. He looks fun to hang out with.
He does. He was, like, drinking mimosas.
I know. I want one of those mimosas.
Yeah, I really want to get fucked up with him, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should bring him on the podcast.
We should.
Wait, you busy?
Maybe he'll get voted out early and he can come be a guest.
Maybe. Okay. Jose, what about you? Who's your keeper?
So my keeper was actually also Derek F.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, he was just such a nice guy, and he was really funny. He was like the one guy I just talked about, like, he just really wanted to get to know people as a strategy, and he seemed genuine about it and excited to just, like, be there. So I thought that was cool, and yeah, I definitely liked his vibe. But I guess on the flip side of that, someone who I think I'm going to enjoy not liking is Travis. Because he talked about, like, smoothing executives and how he said he was gorgeous in, like, a very serious way. And so other people said that, like, jokingly, and he was really serious. So I think he's one of those characters on this kind of show that, like, it's going to be fun to not like.
Is that that's the guy who, like, works until 1 and then goes surfing the rest of the day or whatever?
Right. Right? Yeah,
he,
like, gets
up at 4 a.m. and then he spearfishes for his own food or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, this is not Survivor, dude. Like,
yeah, yeah, definitely had an Aussie vibe.
Yeah, yeah. But Ozzy's your boy, though. I thought you would like Travis.
No, Ozzy is my boy. That's a whole other entire podcast about Ozzy and Survivor. But no, Travis is not on that same level. He's just, he's very irritating. And so it's going to be interesting.
But I did like his Hawaiian shirt.
Was it cool? I didn't really notice it.
I don't know. It was fine.
It was fine.
As Hawaiian shirts go, it was a pretty nice shirt.
That's cool. All right.
I appreciate that you really put in that extra Hufflepuff effort and not didn't just do your keeper, but did your unkeeper for the week.
Yeah.
Jose, so good job.
I know. Thank you.
Really, you're really earning your spot.
That's who he would blood. What's the
That's who
he bludger.
That's who he. Oh, bludgeon. No.
The in Quidditch.
Yeah, bludgeoning. Right.
No.
They're beaters.
Beater.
Yeah, that's who he beat. That's I don't think that's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know, but it doesn't sound right.
The ball is called a bludger.
Okay. So that's who we would bludger.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make any sense at all.
No, I feel it.
You would throw a bludger at.
Hit yeah, exactly. At.
Doesn't matter. Good job, Jose.
We did it.
Okay, anything anybody wants to add for the rest of the pod before we close it out?
This team's twist is going to suck.
I don't know. I like teams.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, I don't know anything to compare to, but it was fun.
We'll see. I feel like I'm worried that it's just going to cause people to get mired even more into their alliances, and we're not going to see a lot of, like, movement or strategy from people. But we'll see. I could be wrong.
All right.
Well, this is a slight spoiler, but Frenchie is already planning to target the jocks, which I'm very excited about.
Ooh.
Who are the jocks?
I like Travis, Brent.
And Brent.
Everybody but Frenchie and Derek F. is a jock.
Well, right? he's not targeting the women, which is nice.
Well, that's good. That's true. I meant all the men.
Usually, like, a woman tends to go home first.
That's true.
Or a minority.
A woman of color especially tends to go home first.
So I'm happy that Frenchie is, like, trying to get the jocks out.
I mean,
we'll see what happens, because jocks usually can win the POV, and that will take them off the block. So we'll see. But I have high hopes. I am very optimistic for this season.
Apparently, yeah.
I usually am, and then, you know, we'll see how I'm talking in, like, 4 weeks.
It's going to be good. Can we talk about, though, the, like, aquatic casino vibe?
Sure.
Yeah.
What? Is that normal?
No. I mean, they change it up.
Yeah, there's a new theme every year. This is, like, beach club theme.
Beach club. Okay, yeah, the Kipono, what was it? BB Beach House or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the casino stuff in the backyard was specific to that comp, and they'll change up the theme of the comp for every new competition. The way the house looked will stay the same for the entire season, but they changed that up from season to season. So it's like a beach club vibe this season, but there's not going to be that casino element in every episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, the first half of the season will have, like, all kinds of BB beach club type competitions, and then they'll just do, like, a free for all afterwards, because they're just going to be like, nobody remembers that this was the theme.
Oh, interesting. All right. Very cool. And what's the, so it's in the same host, right? The whole time?
Julie,
yeah.
She's been the host since the very beginning, and she has admitted that she will be the host as long as they'll let her, so.
Nice. Yeah, she had a very interesting, just like vibe and pace.
She's actually, she knows what she's doing.
She's actually really not only on like that the live episode and like sporadically on other episodes. So a lot of episodes just don't even really have Julie in them at all.
Mm. Yeah, once in a while they'll have like a video thing of her on the wall of her talking to the house guests, but usually it's just Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not like Jeff where he's super involved in Survivor. Right. It's not the same vibe really with Julie. So
Amanda, any questions?
Nope. I'm good.
I'm excited?
Yeah.
It's going to be a great summer.
Amanda's already checked out.
She forgot we were still on this.
Yeah. Like, questions? Nah.
Thank you for listening to week one of the Sloppy Slop. Follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sorting.hat. Twitter at Sloppy Sorting, TikTok at Sloppy Sorting Hat, and on Facebook. And if you haven't yet, start listening to the Sloppy Sorting Hat, where we sloppily sort characters from popular movies, books, and TV shows into Hogwarts houses.
From outside our computer screens, this has been the Sloppy Slop. Good night.
Bye-bye, bitches.